This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insight for February 13. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. It says there, "Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself." End of quote. I'm sure you worry about many things. You worry about your health condition, your children's future, financial condition and job condition. Also, you worry about your married relationship. Will my spouse be there when I need him or her? Will I have enough money to live when I get old? Will I have the health to work because the government is raising the retirement age? Will I live long or die early? And the list goes on. You see, worry is our joy killer and peace destroyer. Jesus knew all about it. He said, and it is recorded in Matthew 6, "Do not worry about your life and needs. Your heavenly Father knows your need because you are his child." However, the pagans, that means those who do not honor God, run after these needs and worry about them. However, you should not be like them. Why? Because you are a child of God. You belong to God. He and all that belongs to him is yours. The cattle of a thousand hills are his. Psalms 50:10. The whole earth and everything in it and all people belong to him. Psalms 24 verse 1. Bible says God supplies your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. If you have Christ Jesus, you are the recipient of his riches in glory. He accurately knows all your needs, and he is faithful to meet your needs. My friend, not only worry is a joy killer and peace destroyer, but also the worry and anxiety brings in stress in our lives. Many people are under severe stress because they are worried a little too much. If you do not have the worry, you will enjoy peace and absence of stress. However, how can we get a worry-free mindset? People are worried because they place their hope in the wrong places. When you put your hope and security in something that would never last, you would face worry. Some place their hope in security in their money and finance. Money can fly away in a short period. Bible says in Proverbs 23 verse 5, "In the blink of an eye, wealth disappears, for it will sprout wings and fly away like an eagle." End of quote. Then what would you do? Some people place their hope and security in their career. The job can be lost in a matter of time, as we all know. Another group of people finds their hope and security in their spouse or children. However, spouse dies and children grow and move out. When you are left alone, what would you do? The secret to worry-free life is finding your hope and security in God. Blessed, joyful, peaceful, and stress-free are those who find their hope and security in God. You see, you can lose your money, job, spouse, relationships, your good name, and even health. All these things can be lost or taken away from you. However, provided you put your hope and security in God, you will never lose God. Even if all the above is lost, you will never lose God's love, presence, and care. Bible promises in Jeremiah 31:3, this is what God said, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness." End of quote. What a beautiful words. Think about it again. Everlasting love and unfailing kindness. No money can buy it, and none of your efforts and works can obtain it. You see, God loves you, my friend. Aren't you glad? Do you want to know how much God loves you? Look at the cross where he allowed his son, Jesus Christ, to die in your place for all of your sins. Look again to that old rugged cross. That is how much God values you and loves you personally. When you come to his son Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior and Lord, God promises nothing ever can separate you from his love and care. Nothing stops His unfailing kindness and divine provisions for you. The love and kindness of God toward you is revealed in and through His Son, Jesus Christ. Friend, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, Lord, I come to you this morning. Thank you for teaching me that you do not worry and do not be anxious, because you are my Father who will faithfully love and provide for my needs. You loved me, and as a proof, you gave your Son for all of my sins. Jesus died in my place and rose again. I accept Him as my Savior and Lord. I repent of my sins and turn to you now. Jesus, come into my heart and grant me peace and security. Help me to place my full hope in you. Thank you for saving me and blessing me. In the name of Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.